I'd like to talk to you about your home. Do you live in a house or a flat?
I live in a house which is located on the outskirts of a small town. I've lived there for almost 5 years with my parents.
Which is your favourite room?
Probably the sitting room. To be honest, we all spend most of our time in the sitting room because it's the cosiest room in the house. It's much nicer than all the other rooms in our house.
Can you describe it?
Well, it's not particularly large, but even so, it feels quite spacious. There are two huge comfy sofas, an open fire, which we light in the dark winter months, and on the walls there are some rather beautiful oil paintings of country scenes from the area where we live. It's quite a pretty room. Lots of natural light.
If you could improve one thing in your house, what would it be?
Well, if I could change just one thing, I'd probably choose to change my bedroom. At present, it's rather small, with almost no view at all. If I could alter it in any way, I would enlarge it to have a private study area where I could do some work. And I would improve the view by planting some lovely trees and shrubs outside the window. I think being able to sit at a window and see nature is really important.
Moving on, I'd like to talk about films. Do you enjoy watching films?
Oh yes, I'm a bit of a film fanatic actually. I watch films most weekends and quite often during the week as well. I much prefer films to watching TV programmes.
What kinds of films do you like most?
I like a wide variety of film genre, but if I had to choose a type of film, I'd say I mainly go for suspense, psychological thrillers. In fact, some of my favourite films are the old Hitchcock films. He really was the master of suspense.
Did you watch much TV as a child?
No, I didn't. My parents encouraged us, that's my brother and me, to spend time outdoors rather than sitting inside watching TV. So we only ever had the chance to watch TV for an hour each evening before we went to bed. I wouldn't say it was very common because most of my friends watched loads of TV.
Are foreign language films popular in your country?
No, they're not really that popular compared to domestic films. I mean, there are some Asian films from India and China, as well as some films from Europe, but I think having to read the subtitles puts people off watching them. It's a shame, really, because I think it's important for people to watch more foreign language films in order to learn more about other cultures.
Let's talk about greeting people. How would you greet someone who was visiting your house?
Well, I'd probably welcome them into the house and offer them a cup of tea. That's the usual way it's done in my country. We don't really have any formal way of welcoming people.
Would you greet an old friend and a stranger in the same way?
No, definitely not. If it's a close friend who I've known for a long time, I'd give them a hug and a kiss. But if it's a stranger, I would either shake hands with them or just say, "Hello, nice to meet you," and nothing more.
How do you meet new people?
I mainly meet new people through friends. Whenever I have a dinner with a friend, there's nearly always someone there that I haven't met before, and that's how I usually extend my circle of friends.
Do you think first impressions are important?
Oh, yes. From the first time you set eyes on someone, you already form some kind of an opinion about them, about their lifestyle, their background, or what kind of person they might be. That's why I think it's really important to give a good impression when you meet someone for the first time.